Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Our world tour continues. Yes, it was Tobago. It was Fiji. It was Long Beach, California. Now it's Santa Barbara, California, to visit my friend just up the road from the Long Beach Dive Show, Bob Evans from Force Fins. Bob, how you doing?
Great, Greg. Guess who's sitting next to me?
Since I'm looking at him, it'll be pretty easy. It would be Jean-Michel Cousteau. He lives in Santa Barbara as well. And Jean-Michel, how you doing?
Very good. I wish I would live in Santa Barbara a lot more than I do. But
yeah, you travel the world all over the place. We were not, you know, it was very fortunate for our crew in Fiji about a week ago, where we got to spend our last night in Fiji at the Jean-Michel Cousteau Resort there and had a wonderful time, amazing diving. And I imagine you've been there a couple times.
I've been there for many, many years. And it was kind of a discovery for us in the 80s, the late 80s and early 90s. And we did bring students over there to make them realize that there are parts of the world that are still in good shape. And then we found out that that place was in receivership, and we were able to find the people who wanted to invest, who are in the business of hotels. And we agreed that as long as it will be an environmentally friendly hotel doing the right thing, they could put my name on it, which help Ocean Future Society, because they give a little bit of money, not much, not enough, as a matter of fact. But as a result of that, we have the opportunity to go out there, and with my friend for now 30-some years working together, Don Santi, we are running the diving operation, which is separate from the hotel.
Yes, it is, and one of the best, if not the best, dive operations we've dove with in our little short year, 14-year history of doing our show. But that's what you would expect with your name on a dive operation like that. I didn't expect anything less, and they lived up to the expectations. Aggie and the crew, Rodney and those, they all say hi, by the way.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing them next month. Don is going to go back, and we have all kinds of plans to not only improve the place, we're going to have a new boat because the demand sometimes requires to have more than one, two, three boats. So we're trying to make sure that the visitors are happy.
Are accommodated.
Well, yes, and I think we're doing the best we can considering where it is. And the marine environment is very exceptional. The land environment is exceptional, too. And the people are absolutely wonderful. And, you know, the amazing thing, every time I ask the visitors, the customers, I say, what did you like most? They always say the people.
Yes, no doubt about it. When you go to Fiji, it's that cultural exchange. It really kind of puts them over the top, isn't it?
You would expect people to say, oh, the diving is the best diving on the planet. No, they talk about people.
It's true. It's true. You know, a pretty fish can be a pretty fish in the Caribbean or anywhere else on the planet, but you throw that extra element in and some pretty world-class diving on top of it. It's not to undersell that by any stretch. But Don, you're kind of like Jean-Michel's right-hand man when it comes to all the technical aspects of these diving adventures he puts together, right?
Right hand or left hand man, one or the other.
I mean, both hands.
You know, yeah. So, as you said, we've been together for many years, and you know, done a lot of things together, traveled the world together, and it's been exciting.
It's not a bad gig, I'm guessing.
No, somebody has to do it. It might as well be me.
That's right. That's what I always say, too.
Something about Don.
Yeah?
Since I'm no longer on Calypso with the team of my dad, Don and I, we've been working together on Expedition and so on, and for the last 35 years, he's kept me alive. And that's all I care about, and he's done an amazing job. We've
yes.
never had an accident.
Well, hey, that's a good thing for sure, because you do some pretty crazy stuff. I mean, I see all these TV specials. You guys are always traveling the world. Ocean Future Society, you guys do that. And I know you do a lot of special trips as well, and these cruises. And obviously, there's weeks you spend at the resort where people can come dive with you, right?
Yes, but it's unfortunately has been more exceptional than I wanted to, because we're so busy doing other things. But I'm planning on being back there at the end of July, and hopefully more often than I have in the last 2 years.
Right. Now, I will say that when we got to Fiji, we had no idea we were going to go to the Jean-Michel Cousteau Resort. And was that planned? Because if you would have known it, you would have put a halt to it immediately?
Well, if I had known, I would have made sure that you would be dumped on an island somewhere.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that Castaway Island where they shot that film. But I did bring Mermaid Tony with me. So that was kind of like my insurance that they would allow us on, you know, at the resort and stuff like that. But evidently, you didn't know about it either. And if you would have known Mermaid Tony was going to be there, I'm sure you would have changed your schedule around. Don would have made special accommodations so you guys could join us there in person as well, right?
I think we would have made sure, Don and I would have made sure that Mermaid Tony would stay with us, and we would have put you in the next plane.
Exactly. Yeah. What is it about, Tony?
It's all about the mermaids, Greg. I keep telling you, it's all about the mermaids.
Yeah. Don, have you ever had one of these Cousteau adventures, like on a mermaid hunt expedition type of thing? Have you ever considered such nonsense?
Well, every dive I make is a mermaid hunt, and I haven't been very lucky, though, over the years.
Yeah, well, we got pictures, so we'll share them with you from the Cousteau Resort. What about Bob Evans and how you guys are connected there, Jean-Michel? Is he just like an annoying neighbor here in Santa Barbara that just won't go away, or what?
Yes, but if you look at the people we have as part of our friends, our team, they're all just as crazy as Bob. So you just stepped into a funny neighborhood here.
Yeah, I don't know. The whole dive community seems like a pretty twisted bunch. Is that a fair assessment from my perspective, too?
I don't think I would use the word twisted.
Creative.
Very creative.
Creative geniuses.
That's right. And people who... don't sit on their ego, and you know they have ideas. They share it with everybody, and I like that community. You know,
yeah.
And it's not just a few of us here, but really the majority of the people who have had a taste of not only the beauty but the importance of the ocean as our life support system. Become very closely related. I mean, I think it's a clan which needs to increase, so our decision makers will make better decisions when it comes to taking care of what makes us happy and what keeps us alive.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. Everybody has that mission, underlying mission, but we have fun together. I mean, it's a very colorful bunch. What's that, Bob?
Fukurama? What's that island?
Fukurama? Is that one of the latest? Excuse me? I'm not sure we can say that.
Well, Fukurama is the name of a French Polynesian islands. And if you go down in the South Pacific and you go diving there, it's one of the best diving spots still today anywhere on the planet, where not only you can see how most of nature in the tropics used to be, but that because it is the way it used to be, it's not too late maybe to restore those places that have suffered from our mismanagement.
Nice. And use that as a baseline. Like this is what it should be, and let's put these guidelines in place to maybe get it back to that kind of thing?
I think we can. I think it's possible. It's an issue of stopping using the ocean as a garbage can, as a universal sewer. trying to catch more fish than nature can reproduce, and stopping to destroy the coastline. And that's where, you know, whether it's the mangroves or coral reefs, they're critical for the reproduction of most forms of marine life. And if we destroy it, we're destroying our own resources, and ultimately we're destroying our own protection. I mean, you in Florida, you know what it's like when a hurricane, and where the mangroves have been removed, you're going to be washed away. Where the coral reefs is dead, you're going to be washed away. So it's not just the marine life, it's us as well.
Right, it is. You know, this is a very special time we're having here at the Ocean Futures headquarters in Santa Barbara. We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Bob Evans from Force Fins is here as well, Mermaid Tony, and of course yours truly. Stick around, more coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Santa Barbara, California, at the Ocean Futures headquarters with my friend Bob Evans from Force Fins, and, of course, Jean-Michel Cousteau, Ocean Futures Society. You can get it more information at oceanfutures.com, I believe, right?
Yes, and you can become a member, and it's free, because I wanted children, kids who play with their computers, to be able to become members without having to ask money to their parents. And as a result of that, anybody can be a member, and because of the kids, your name, address is completely protected. We are not allowed to give it away, exchange it, or sell it.
Yeah. Well, so what do you got to lose? It's a great cause. They do some amazing things. You can go to Jean-Michel Cousteau's resort there in Fiji, like we just did. And, you know, one of the things I didn't know, Jean-Michel, a few years ago, I believe it was in Fort Lauderdale, we were at Ocean Fest. It was the time when we had the thunder showers, and I almost got you electrocuted on a Segway. I don't know if you remember that. I almost killed you about 7-8 years ago.
It was, I'm trying to remember his name who created that, and it was his.
Neil Watson.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was right. Neil's fault, wasn't it?
It's Neil's fault.
I'm blaming him, not me, well, but I'm saying.
Neil.
Yeah, always Neil. We can blame Neil. He's not here. But I remember you raving about this film that was getting ready to come out called Finding Nemo from the Disney folks. And you were just saying, Greg, man, tell all your diver friends to go see this. They're going to love it. This is going to make a big, have an impact with the kids and with every, the divers are going to love it. And then I go to find out when we're at diving Manana Island. Well, I didn't say it right, did I? What is it again? Manana, the island right there. What is it?
Namana Island.
Namana, right. That's the only way I can get it. But anyway, that was the island where you took the Disney Pixar folks, the cartoon folks, to kind of get some inspiration for their artist designs for that movie. Is that true?
Yeah, well, that's what it said. Well, we got them wet.
And got them inspired.
Yes.
Yes. And so you can go dive there and that kind of thing. So that is one of the places you can go. And you go there, what, a couple times a year maybe? And people can...
That's the plan, yes, to go there for 2 weeks at a time, usually, and twice a year, yes.
Give a few speeches and, you know, hug babies and kiss women or so. I don't know. Or vice versa, right?
Something well, like I'm still, Don and I were still looking for... the mermaids, you know.
Yes, well, yeah, they were there at least one night, one day on the island. Yeah, so I'm sure you're going to get the dive reports here pretty soon. But you got that place. But what about this cruise that I hear about that you've been doing the last few years that's turning into to quite an event where they can go spend? Well, Bob went and he was on it for, these are what, 10 days or 14 days?
Depends where we're going.
And Jean-Michel's still talking to me.
Some of them are 7 days, some of them are 10 days, some of them are 2 weeks, depending on where we go in French Polynesia, which is 3,000 islands. It's a huge territory, and occasionally the ship goes now to New Zealand, to the Cook Islands, to Australia, to Papua New Guinea, to Fiji, and next year we're going to go from Australia to Fiji, the Cook Islands, and then the Society Islands, which are in French Polynesia.
Nice. So these are very exclusive, almost cruise ship type of accommodations, but with a definite diving focus.
Yes. The ship is maximum 300 people, and they're usually between 10 and 50 divers. Last week, there were 65 divers because I was there, and it's pretty challenging for the people who organize it, but they manage.
Yeah, I bet. Well, it definitely would be a cool thing to check out. How can people get information on that if they wanted to dive with you? Would that be an Ocean Futures thing, too?
Well, they can always ask us, but there's the site of the ship itself, which is Paul Gauguin, the painter. Paul Gauguin Cruises, and their headquarters in the U.S. is in Seattle. Otherwise, they're based in Papeete in French Polynesia, in Tahiti, and the owner has four hotels, so that's why he wanted to have the ship, because people, when they go there, they want to spend a few days here, a few days there, before or after. But the difference with this ship than most, if not all, the other cruise ships is that it was designed for the stern of the ship to open up and for people to be able to go snorkeling, kayaking, and, of course, scuba diving. And it's set up for that.
Yeah, so you have a huge platform on the back of this mini cruise ship.
Right.
And I've seen pictures, I've seen the videos, and obviously the diving, some of the best in the world. If it gets your seal of approval, I would imagine it's pretty good stuff.
Well, yes, in the tropics, I'm not talking about temperate waters, I'm not talking about cold water, which is totally different. But I would say when you look at Papua New Guinea, look at Fiji, look at the northern part of Australia, the South Pacific, and French Polynesia, there are some very exceptional places. The advantage is that when you move from one place to another, it's not necessarily the same species of corals. It's not necessarily the same species of fish. So you can literally see or have a good idea, a good example of what nature was pretty much everywhere. And perhaps it will inspire people to make sure we do everything we can to protect what need to be protected. Yes.
Yeah, and I know you're always in on the road promoting that message and talking to heads of states and various countries and always on the go. Every once in a while we cross paths and you're nice enough to still talk to me after all these years, and I appreciate it because I know that takes a lot of patience. But then again, Bob Evans is your neighbor, so maybe I'm in okay shape, am I?
I don't know if you're in okay shape because of Bob. That's something we can always...
I keep bringing the mermaid. Maybe that's what it is.
I think the mermaid...
It's like a pass.
The mermaid...
Leave Bob out of it.
No. No, no. We need exceptions.
Yeah.
And...
Where are you off to next, Jean-Michel? Because, I mean, do you even know, or is that Don's job to keep you straight?
I'm going to Spain to blah, blah, and then I'm going to be in south of France where I'm going to meet some of the old-timers of my dad. Then I'm going to go to Paris because I'm the chairman of the board of Green Cross France, which is President Gorbachev, who wanted me to help him with France. And so we're going to have meetings about that. And then I'll come back. And I'll be here for a few days, and then I'm going to pack up and go back on the Paul Gauguin for punishment of 10 days, dive, talk.
It's just torture. It sounds like torture.
It's unbelievable.
Maybe we're going to have to hop on board. All right, if I bring a mermaid, will they give me like a two-for-one deal maybe?
It depends. If it's two different cabins or one cabin, or if you have your own cabin and the mermaid can share... herself was, I don't know, the captain.
Then it's a done deal is what you're saying. I love it. All right. Well, hey, we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Thanks, Jean-Michel.
Thank you very much. All we try to do is to inspire people and make them put their nose underwater and realize, one, it's beautiful. Two, we depend upon it. So next time you look at a kid in the eyes, we need to make sure they have the same privilege that we have.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master. We are back in the studio. That last segment or a couple segments you heard with Jean-Michel was our last recording from California, and they promptly kicked us out of the state and back to Florida. So here we are, live and in the flesh. Bill, the producer, here as well as Jimmy, the bubble boy, has joined us to reflect on our world tour that they weren't a part of.
Yes, but I will tell you that listening to the shows the last 3 weeks, it's as if I were there.
It is, isn't it? But you weren't. You weren't there to experience,
anything.
The banana wrap spa treatment we had at Carlson Resort.
Right. That's
our visit with Bob Evans there at Force Fins. And I was hoping to get Bob on the phone today because we didn't really get to talk to him because we ended up going over to the Ocean Futures office there and talking to Jean-Michel. But, we were over at the Force Fin headquarters as well there in Santa Barbara, California. And he took us up to see his friend Lottie, who has a house that oversees the valley of Santa Barbara, and it literally is a historic view, like an historic landmark in Santa Barbara that he has a home on this property. And the view he has of his house is actually better than Oprah's.
Well, la-di-da.
It's a better view than Oprah has.
Oprah has a home in Santa Barbara, and Lottie's house is actually nicer, has a nicer view than Oprah Winfrey
in
Santa Barbara.
Sean Spencer lives in Santa Barbara. So does Corbin Burnson. I've watched Psych. I know.
Well, I'm just telling you that he has quite the view. It's like all the surround. He's like on a little outcropping cliff overlooking the entire Santa Barbara Valley. Pretty spectacular stuff. And we have our buddy Bob Evans from Force Fins to thank us for taking us on that tour. Hey, coming up, we got a Dan tip, and then we're going to reflect more on our adventures, plus sunscreen and why you should wear it. Yes, I'm the poster boy for such products, and we got a special product to share with you here coming up on the big show today. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Radio. Scuba Radio. Prepare to rig for dive!
Your
surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 338. Sea snakes are one of the most venomous creatures on the planet.
I hate snakes, Doc! I hate them!
So it's never a good idea to use one as a jump rope in an attempt to amuse your dive buddies.
Come on, show a little backbone, will ya?
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio today is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What's that tune you're humming there, Nick?
It's that Should I Stay or Should I Go song.
Sing it for us, Nick.
Trust me, it won't help.
Well, what's got you singing it then?
Well, it's the question it asks, I guess. I was just dealing with an injured diver who didn't know whether to go to the nearest medical facility or to the nearest one with a hyperbaric chamber.
Well, what'd you tell him?
Same thing I always do. Go to the nearest medical facility.
Now, that surprises me. I would have thought it'd be better to go to a chamber.
And a lot of divers make that mistake.
Why is it a mistake?
You can lose a lot of time trying to find or get to a medical facility with a hyperbaric chamber. And who knows if they'll even be able to treat you. It's much better to get yourself into the hands of qualified medical professionals who can figure things out from there.
Aren't the hands of chamber medical professionals better for divers?
By going to a facility without a chamber, you are not sacrificing a thing in terms of quality of care. While a medical staff may not be familiar with the intricacies of diving or its related injuries, emergency medical personnel are certainly qualified to evaluate you and keep you stabilized until a course of treatment is determined.
But what if they're not familiar with diving?
We've actually found that emergency physicians unfamiliar with diving are the ones who are most motivated to seek additional help, and they're the ones that usually give us a call.
But wouldn't you be wasting time if you did need a chamber treatment?
It's important to remember that no matter what emergency facility you visit, an evaluation is going to have to get done. Other possible problems will have to be considered and ruled out before treating for decompression illness. Not every dive injury or post-dive medical problem is DCI.
But what if you really, really need a chamber?
Then you're certainly better off in the hands of a qualified medical professional than you would be in the back of your buddy's car. If it's determined you need a hyperbaric chamber, you're better off transferring under medical supervision. Medical crews will keep you monitored and can administer things like oxygen and IV fluids. If a medical crisis occurs, they're also prepared to handle it, which is a little different than even the most well-meaning or well-trained of your friends. If medical care is available, you're almost always better off availing yourself of it than trekking to an unknown facility on your own. Besides
what?
There's no guarantee a facility with a hyperbaric chamber will be ready or able to receive you when you get there. And that's a pretty sobering thought. Not all of them are open every day, and not all of them are staffed at all times. And that's why Dan doesn't publish the list of chambers within our network.
You'd rather folks just call Dan?
We do. We maintain lots of details in our network. And if you or whatever medical care provider is treating you just gives us a call in the event of a medical emergency, we can get you to the nearest appropriate chamber and ensure it's ready and waiting for you.
Meanwhile, you'll be in the hands of people qualified to keep you going until you get there.
That's what they do.
So, if in doubt, when it comes to choosing between a local medical facility or tracking down a chamber,
go to the medical facility, get into the system of care, and call Dan. We'll be there to help you.
It's easy to assume any post-dive issue is decompression sickness. But remember, what happens when you assume? Don't waste time tracking down a hyperbaric chamber that may not even be able to treat you. Get yourself to the nearest medical facility and enlist Dan to help with the rest. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And, you know, Dr. Nick was out there in Tobago with us for the Tobago Underwater Carnival a couple weeks ago. And
always good to have a doctor for an underwater carnival.
Absolutely. We had a great time.
Did you have underwater cotton candy?
No. No cotton candy.
Any underwater
that was the only
fried
thing
dough?
Fried goat? Yes.
Fried dough.
Oh, dough. No dough. But we had some great diving. great people. And, you know, I don't want to bring everyone down, but I got to do a little mention of a friend that we met there in Tobago at the Blue Water Inn. The name Scott Tucker. He was very gracious. The son of the owner of the Blue Water Inn, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. But Scott was nice enough to dive down, grab me some lobsters for my birthday, and God bless him for it. Little did we know at the time that would be one of his last dives. He passed away, he got bent, and died. We didn't find out till we got in California what had happened. And our thoughts, our prayers go out to his family, his fiance, who we met there as well, and the gracious folks there at the Blue Water Inn that were very nice to accommodate the Scuba Radio crew. We really feel sad to pass that news along. Scott Tucker, great guy, real nice guy. And, you know, it was a tragic situation. And unfortunately, that happens sometimes. And we hate to report it, but I'd be amiss if I didn't at least throw it out there and let people know. If you knew Scott, you know he was a great guy and had met and touched a lot of folks along the way. And I'm sure we're not alone for a lot of the people that have been over to that resort in Tobago and cross paths with Scott. So there you go. All right, so moving on. Bill, the producer, with me, as well as Jimmy the Bubble Boy. Besides that little caveat,
yes,
in our little adventure over the last few weeks.
And it didn't happen while you were there. It happened,
right,
within
it was
two weeks later.
And then we got the report while we were at the Long Beach Dive Show what had happened. But we had an amazing time. The adventure that we experienced, you know, if you didn't catch the last couple shows, please go back and listen to the archives, to the podcast. Catch up and check it out, because it's some of the best radio we have done, just because the experiences that we had there in Fiji, in California, and even, you know, going back as far as Tobago, were exceptional. I mean, really amazing things.
However, and I'm going to make this stipulation.
Okay.
If you are within, I don't know, 4 feet of an open window with a ledge on a building four or more stories tall, and you are not confident that your life is good, I understand it's not great, maybe, but if you're not confident your life is good, do not listen to these two shows, because in these two shows you will learn that if you are not living the life of Greg the Dive Master, if you're a man, or Tony the Mermaid if you're a woman,
or
Pup Morse if you're whatever he is, a Muppet, what is he exactly?
He's a cowboy.
Right.
Yeah. A scuba cowboy.
Yeah.
Right.
From Colorado.
Uh-huh.
But if you are not one of these people, your life sucks.
Well,
by comparison.
It's all about perspective, putting your life in perspective.
And so you need to be reasonably secure that your life is a good one.
Yeah, if you're miserable with your life already.
No, if you're just okay
not
with your life.
I'd be happy just to be a cowbooba.
You know, the thing is that, you know, when we go on these adventures, the idea is to kind of give you an idea of what it's like. So then you can join us, or you can maybe schedule, you know, your own adventure into Fiji or California or whatever the case may be where we'd be traveling. And then that way you can kind of, you know, have these adventures on your own. But the cool thing is that...
Oh, so I understand. You're just scouting locations.
Exactly.
For us.
Yeah, that's right.
Nice.
I'm a vacation scout. Or a dive adventure scout. And you know, reflecting back, I would say there were several big highlights, but I got to go back to Coral Sun. Coral Sun Resort there, you know.
When you say you have to think back to Coral Sun, or are you planning a trip next week to get back to Coral Sun?
Well, just, you know, if you watch The Bachelorette in July, the season finale of The Bachelorette, you will see.
That's nice
where
of you to speak exclusively to the women in our audience.
4 nights. Now, you watch that. Don't lie to me. Now,
are you kidding me?
Yes.
No.
I am kidding.
No. Yes.
Okay.
I do not
you
watch
do
that.
You do watch
no.
it. Come on. Real men admit they watch The Bachelorette because their wives make them watch it.
No.
That's what I say. Anyway. But if you want to know what it looks like, go watch that show in July, the season finale of The Bachelorette. They filmed it there at Coral Sun Resort. And I'll tell you what, I know why now. It was by far, I've seen so many amazing places. And you know this, Bill, because I come back and I rub it into you every single time. I
yes.
show you the pictures
yeah, you
and
have
all this stuff.
You go to so many fantastic places, you can't always keep them straight.
the view that we had at Coral Sun
Resort. Now, wait a second. Is this the place where they shot The View, or is this the place where they shot The Bachelorette? And I'm not confused.
It was The Bachelorette, but I'm sure once the girls on The View see The Bachelorette, they're going to want to move their studios to Fiji and shoot there at Coral Sun. It was just, The View was just unbelievable. And you know, they got bats. In the evening, they got these giant fruit bats, probably like 4 or 5 feet wingspan, flying around like birds all over the place.
Awesome.
It is, more flying around like
Jurassic
bats.
Park, I tell you. It was cool.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Well, like I always say, onward and downward.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy. We're all in the studio today after 3 weeks on the road. And we're going to be back in the studio next week.
I am exhausted.
Next week's more of the
all
same.
All this travel's killing me.
And then 3 weeks again, we will be on the road once again. Get ready to take a rebreather course in Grenada with Peter and Galinda from Aquanauts Grenada.
Okay.
That happens here in a couple weeks. We'll hear all about it on the big show. Still reflecting on some of these adventures that we just finished up, though. And if you didn't catch this, you know, a couple weeks ago when we were in Tobago, it was my birthday week as well. And we have posted a few pictures, not many, but just a few, up there at scubaradio.com from the Tobago portion of our travels. We'll hopefully get up some Fiji and California pics here soon. All those pics, a lot of those pictures are already up on the Facebook page. So you can actually see them on Facebook, but we have just posted a few up there at scubaradio.com. And I got to say, the Tobago pictures, I'm looking at them right now. They're scrolling through on the computer screen. And there's a couple pictures of Mermaid Tony that I got to give her some props. I don't know if we mentioned this on the show, but there was a portion of our trip in Tobago where we got to, you know, bring the mermaids out for the kids there in Tobago. And they went nuts, as they always do. They love seeing the Scuba Radio mermaids. And we had probably about 20, 30 school children from Tobago come out to greet the mermaids at the dive center there. And, you know, they were asking them questions like, hey, I'm not sure if you're real, or, you know, what's going on? You don't look like a real mermaid. And they were like, what do you mean?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, no, they were like, we were real mermaids. And, you know, the kids are asking these questions. And finally, he goes, well, prove it. And we're all looking at each other like, uh-oh, what now? And because they say, well, do you swim? You know, real, like, challenging-like, right?
Right.
And Mermaid Tony speaks up. Well, of course
we
do.
We're mermaids. Are high school students, but yeah, go on.
Well, yeah, maybe. But so Mermaid Tony looks at me and says, yep, I'm game. And I'm like, really? I was like, okay. So we're right there at the coast at Blue Water Inn, and so we picked her up, threw her in the water, and had
her
swim around.
Did you throw her in the water or walk her into the water?
No, we walked out to the boat dock,
yep.
And I kind of pushed her. But she dove into the water there, right at the dock, and she swam around, and all the kids are going nuts, like, oh my gosh, you can swim, this is so cool. And after she did that, I was like, okay, how are we going to get out of this? We're on a boat dock, there's no escape.
Right.
You know, you don't want to ruin the moment for the kids. This is right. Kind of like a Disney mermaid moment.
Right.
You don't want to, like, all of a sudden, like, okay, disrobe, take your tail off. Oh, she's got legs. That was all phony, you know, whatever. So Mermaid Tony, in her infinite wisdom, starts to swim
3
off.
3 miles offshore.
Right. No, she starts to swim off, and she goes, okay, kids, nice seeing you. Got to go out to sea now. See you later. And I'm like, what is she doing? I have no clue. We have no idea what the hell's going on here. And she ducks below the water, swims off underwater, and disappears. And I'm looking, like, there's a boat nearby, there's a dock, and I'm thinking, where did she go exactly? And sure enough, the kids run over to the other side of the dock, figuring that, oh, she's down under there someplace, and they're trying to look through the slats in the dock to see if they can see. They can't find her, and they finally give up. And like, oh my God, she really swam off. That was a real mermaid. I don't believe it. And the kids were just, you know, they were giddy, right?
Right.
Now, meanwhile, while this is going on, I'm starting to wonder, like, where the hell did she go? Like, I know she can hold her breath. We just did that freediving course down.
Oh, yeah, she can hold
Pompano
her breath
Beach.
For 3 minutes exactly.
Yeah, it was past 3 minutes. It wasn't 3:05. It was 3 minutes, so way past 3 minutes. And so I'm looking at, and they finally walk away and kind of get out of sight, and I'm kind of starting to look around, like, I asked the other boat guy, like, do you know where she went? And he goes, no, I think she's over here, maybe. And, you know, now I'm starting to get a little, it's starting to get overcast. The storm's coming in. And, you know, one of our mermaids is missing. And so finally, she pops up. And I'm like, oh, there you are. Okay. And she goes, is it all clear? And I'm like, yeah, come on. You can swim into shore now. So she swam into the beach. It was all good. But I got to give her props. The kids will never forget that. And Mermaid Tony definitely represented Mermaidium well in Tobago.
She's got very big lungs.
Now, she isn't here today. However, we do have her memorialized in Muppet fashion, thanks to our Captain Patrick from our World of Boating show. You know, it was the first time we were back in the studio in 3 weeks, and he had evidently made a... what is this, like a voodoo doll of Mermaid Tony?
I think he bought it.
Oh,
I think
did buy
purchased
this.
That. I
okay,
don't think
he didn't
he made
make
it.
This.
I don't think that he's got a bizarre
so
little.
So when I poked her in the side, she
Muppet.
Wouldn't feel that in real
no,
life?
I don't think so.
I figured she would, and that's why we haven't heard from her.
No.
No. Okay. Well, anyway, we have a Mermaid Tony Muppet here in the studio now that we're going to use in some way to.
Can we be a little bit more specific?
What do you mean? It's not
Wait,
like an inflatable doll
I'm
or anything.
Saying,
it's a Muppet.
That's...
It's a Muppet. You know, you put your hand up its backside yeah. and make it talk.
Uh-huh.
Boy, I could say so much right now, but
yeah.
I'm just not going to.
So here's what we're going to do, I think.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, just leaving it that open, why don't you make a video?
Make a video of the Mermaid Tony doll?
Yeah. I think that would be funny. Doing something that Mermaid Tony wouldn't necessarily do for you if you asked her. And there aren't a lot of things like that.
No, there's a lot, trust me.
Well, I mean, I don't mean like that.
Oh, okay.
We've already established it's not an inflatable Mermaid Tony
okay.
doll.
Just wanted to clarify that.
Yes. No. I mean, there are some things which it doesn't matter how how much of a trooper Mermaid Tony is. There are some things she won't do. She doesn't like that song about her.
There's that.
She does not like the Mermaid Tony song at all.
Right.
So maybe what do you get the Muppet. Maybe the Muppet could.
Maybe the Muppet likes the song.
I bet you the Muppet does.
Well, we'll have to find out. It'll definitely. We can amuse ourselves for hours with this new toy.
Keep checking Facebook.
All right, hour two on deck. A report from the Cayman Islands, as well as a sunblock for divers. That's all in hour two. Stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.